ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. மாமேவே பிரபத்யந்தே மாயாமே தாம் தரந்திதே. ஸோ கிருஷ்ணா செட் இன் பகவத்கீதா, வி ஹவ் பீன் டிஸ்கஸிங் தட் ஒன் ஹூ சரண்டர்ஸ் டு மீ கேன் வெரி ஈஸிலி பி ரிலீவ்ட் ஃப்ரம் த கிளச்சஸ் ஆஃப் த த்ரீ மோட்ஸ் ஆஃப் மெட்டீரியல் நேச்சர் விச் ஆர் மேட் பாசிபிள் பை மாயா. So if somebody wants to escape from Maya's clutches and become free from bondage and liberated, then one has to take shelter of Krishna. So we have been discussing about who takes shelter of Krishna. So one who has piety and knowledge is a good candidate who can approach Krishna. So Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, there are four types of people who don't surrender to him. நமாம் துஷ்கிருத்தினோ மூடா பிரபத்தியந்தே நராதமா மாயா அபகிருத்த ஜான ஆசுரம் பவம் ஆசிரிதாக. இஸ் இஸ் மூடா மீன்ஸ் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க்கிங் ஆசஸ். தே ஆர் அட்டாச் டு த ஃப்ரூட்ஸ் ஆஃப் தர் ஒர்க் விச் இஸ் த மணி அண்ட் த கமாடிட்டிஸ் ஆஃப் திஸ் வேர்ல்டு. ஸோ சச் கைண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஹார்ட் ஒர்க்கிங் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஃப்ரூட்டி ஒர்க்கர்ஸ் அண்ட் தே ஹவ் நோ டைம் ஃபார் கிருஷ்ணா. தே ஹவ் நோ இன்ட்ரெஸ்ட் இன் கிருஷ்ணா. அண்ட் நராதமா or uncivilized, they appear to be externally civilized but they are actually uncivilized and irreligious with respect to the Lord, and they have no regard for Lord Krishna because of their bad culture and bad habits and no purificatory ceremonies. And maya aparita jnana means misled intellectuals. Due to their misunderstandings about the scriptures and the Lord, they are thoroughly misguided by modern day education system as well as their speculative brain. So they also don't have any inclination for Krishna. And asuram bhavam ashita are outright atheists. They are demoniac in nature and they act against the interest of the Lord. So these kinds of people are gone cases unless they encounter a very advanced pure Krishna's devotee who, you know, with whom sometimes such encounter with very advanced devotee may shake and wake them up. Otherwise mostly they are gone cases. Krishna says there are four people who are prospective candidates to come to me and take shelter of me. Artho jigyasu artharthi jnani. So in that he says artha people are actually miserable people who are looking for relief. So if they come across devotees and devotees guide them about material world, spiritual world and everything, gradually they will come to understand that actually our material life is temporary, spiritual life is eternal, and this miseries and this pleasure and pain, these things keep coming going in this world. Gradually they rise above the eagerness to sort out the temporary problems. Like Gajendra was like that. He came with the problem to be relieved from the crocodile. But in the course of offering prayers to Lord, he was now no more interested in being relieved from the crocodile. Rather, he wanted to get rid of elephant body and get a Vaikuntha body. He said that, Jijivishenahamihamuyakyam antarbahishcha vratiyobayonya ichchamikale nanayasya viplavastasyatma loka varanasya moksham. He is saying, ichchami, I desire a body, kale nanayasya viplava, that body which will not be destroyed by time. And what is that body? Spiritual body. So they are artha people. And artha people are humble because of the sufferings, and they are simple, innocent, and they are willing to listen to the devotees. So they have a good scope to first understand the difference between body and soul, eventually the relationship between soul and super soul, and they will head towards Krishna. And artharthi are wealth wanters. The wealth wanting people want some success in their family or in their business. So like Dhruva Maharaj, when they come closer to devotees and the Lord, likely they understand the supreme wealth is Krishna, nothing more to possess. Then they develop a greed for attaining Krishna's lotus feet. Then their intoxication for the material wealth will be gone. And jignasu are people who are not miserable or wanting wealth, but they are inquisitive to know more about who am I, what is this world, who is God, why did he create it. So they are very prospective candidates for meeting devotees and learning knowledge. And the jnanis are people who are already having sufficient knowledge about the soul and body difference. They are realized with basic truths of life. And now they do not know the higher truths of life, which is the relationship of soul with super soul. So Lord Krishna also chooses jnanis as the best of the four. They are right candidates because they don't have any material problem to be solved, nor are they having greed for wealth, nor are they not having knowledge about soul. They already have knowledge of soul and body difference, and they know this world is material world, temporary, everything. So they are perfect candidates for learning about Krishna and surrendering to Krishna. So in this way, Lord Krishna gives a clue for all of us in what category we should be in, and whichever category we be in, we make our life favorable for surrender to Krishna. And once we surrender to Krishna, then increase our piety. Yesham tu antakatam papam jananam punya karmanam te dvandva mohanir mukta bhajante mam dridabhrataha. We should put a full stop to sin and increase pious spiritual activities in relation to Krishna, like performing Navavidha Bhakti, performing 64 principles of devotional service, headed by the chanting of the holy name, and living the life only as a devotee and not be misled by anything else. So such a devotee is actually having a very good climate of heart conducive for attaining Krishna's lotus feet very soon. Harinam Prabhu ki.